the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike, no Joe this week, but we've got tons of great stories, and Bridget is back.
Hello.
To help with the great stories, so email us anything you want at UDoc, of course, your questions is what I'm talking about, at udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com, and we'll take your questions anytime. Plus, we've got, what is your favorite story this week?
Well, I wasn't allowed to tell them until we were on the air, so now that we are, my favorite story was about the U.S. standards for school snacks.
So don't go further.
Okay.
So school snack standards have changed. When will that be in effect?
July 1st, 2014.
So a year from now, we'll find out about it. My favorite, I have two favorites, but both are really important. One is the protection or the prevention or treatment of autoimmune disease with a new virus. We'll talk about how that works. But in the type 1 diabetics, type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. It seems that 20% get almost total relief from this because of this vaccine early. But it's a new type of vaccine, so we'll talk about that. And the other one, of course, is how actually, they've got two others, but one is on prevention of breast cancer with fish. So we know that fish is healthy for your brain and your eyes, and we'll talk about the fish oils. It wasn't just the omega-3. It had to be the higher grade, that is DHA or EPA fish oils, that correlated with prevention of breast cancer. There is a study with walnuts as well in the literature, but this one looked at some 250,000 people in a whole bunch of studies and found, well, I'll tell you what it found. It found in a very important finding we'll talk about in a few seconds. And then, of course, the other one was the craving study.
Oh, I loved this one.
This was, they gave milkshakes with either simple or stripped carbohydrates or long-chain carbohydrates that were difficult to absorb, so you had a low rise in blood sugar versus a high. And the carbs with the high rise in blood sugar, of course, caused you to crave more food and eat more, so that all the whole thing, remember, we gain weight because we eat more than we exercise off. But why do we eat more? Well, this is one of those answers. If you have simple sugars, it changes whatever is going on in your body, so you decide to eat more. So avoid those stripped or simple carbohydrates, added sugars, and added syrups. We also have a great guest at the half hour, best-selling author Michael Gurian. The Wonder of Boys is what he wrote, but this is The Wonder of Aging. Fantastic. The Wonder of Aging, very interesting. Three phases to life after 50 and the miracle and wonder of it. Now, I disagree with some of what he says, but it's just a fantastic book. Interesting. We'll also have a tip of the week. The tip of the week at the first hour is going to be an interesting one. Steady your blood pressure with this picnic treat. Can you guess what the picnic treat is?
I have no idea.
Well, there are two treats that steady your blood pressure that you often would have at a picnic. We'll talk about one of them today in the last few minutes of the hour. Okay, let's get to now the... And there's so many good stories this week that
there
I don't
are.
Know where to start with. But let's talk about... did you read about The Sopranos?
No.
What the major threat to The Sopranos was?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Dr. Oz had a beautiful column on that the major threat to The Sopranos was the big belly. You know how James Gandolfini, as in his role on The Sopranos, was always, Tony Soprano, of course, was always trying to protect his family. Did you watch The Sopranos at all?
No.
You didn't watch The Sopranos. Well,
hopefully. Like, how long ago was that on?
It's not that long ago. Oh, God.
All right.
Anyway, The Sopranos and Tony... James Tony Soprano was always trying to protect his family from getting hurt from one of the other families, etc., in the mob. Anyway, even in real life, he was trying to protect his family. He's a husband and father of two, and one of them was just 1 year old. 1 year old, but a heart attack claimed his life at age 51, and he didn't look after himself in the major risk, which was that big belly. He had a big belly, and that adds to his heart disease risk. 50% of people will die after their first heart attack. So just like everybody else, like we men want to protect their family, well, best way they can protect their family, the most important way, is to take care of their health. And that involves some exercise, healthful eating.
Stress management.
And avoiding tobacco. Right. Those are the big four. But in any case, obviously, do you know why that big belly causes you to have heart disease? You do know this.
I know because the stress hormone in the belly.
Well, really what happens is the first place when you accumulate that omental or visceral fat, it goes inside the kidney capsule, which raises blood pressure. And your blood pressure elevation is the greatest cause of heart disease and stroke, so you should know that. Also, just the visceral fat raises LDL cholesterol because it causes the liver to produce more. It also causes the liver to produce things that cause inflammation in your body. So that's the third, and obviously it's associated with type 2 diabetes and that blood sugar, the high blood sugar that we talked about, not only causes you to eat more, and it's a self-perpetuating cycle, but that high blood pressure is what initiates the fatty streak. That high blood sugar and high blood pressure together initiate the fatty streak in your blood vessels, which is the first part of atherosclerosis. And the second part is, of course, the chronic inflammation behind it, which is caused by that big belly, too. So big belly and guys, women are pretty lucky. Most women accumulate their fat around their hips. They don't like it, but it is. At least it's not as disease-causing as fat hanging off your omentum or the visceral fat, or what we call the stomach fat, fat deep to your stomach.
Yeah, that's a good thing for women.
It is a good thing.
I guess I won't complain about my thighs anymore.
Okay, now tell us, we're going to go to break pretty soon and but what I want to know is tell us about you want to tease us about the school lunch program? What's happening with it?
Tease you? So how much am I able to tell?
Go ahead and tell it till our engineer cuts us off.
All right. So this past week, the USDA released another rule that was added to the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, which was passed by Congress in 2010, and the law is now expanding outside of the cafeteria in order to help fight childhood obesity, and the USDA set nutritional standards for snacks that will be sold during school time. So any kind of outside school activities like vending machines during sports activities will still be able to sell unhealthy stuff. They don't have control of that. But during school hours, the snacks will be under 200 calories and they'll also have limits on drinks. And they have to meet the competitive food standards, meaning that the snacks have to have fruits, vegetables, dairy or protein, or they have to contain 10% of the daily value of calcium, potassium, vitamin D, or fiber. And then the drinks that they're allowed to have for the younger schools are water, 100% fruit juice, or low-fat, fat-free milk in 8-ounce servings. And then the high school will be able to purchase 20-ounce calorie-free drinks, which I'm not really sure if that's the best thing. But it's definitely a step in the right direction. And hopefully it will help kids make better eating habits established at a younger age.
So this goes into effect, and it's basically what snacks are allowed to be sold in schools.
Exactly.
Not
during school hours.
But obviously, when you go to an athletic game, you're allowed to be killed by your food choices.
Exactly. Load up that hot dog outside of school.
We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.